telephone is an integral component of the secondary breast cancer CNS's work. However, compared to face-to-face contact, telephone work is not formally recognised or enumerated, therefore very much remains hidden. I think having, again, I'm sort of talking about the advantages, but I think the one main key thing is having contact for patients in the form of the secondary breast cancer CNS. The secondary breast cancer CNS is very much at a distinct advantage, as they will develop patient-specific knowledge over the course of the patient's disease and treatment trajectory. It's with this enhanced knowledge, not just of the individual patient or the stage of the disease, but it's having a really good knowledge and understanding of the patient's psychosocial context and also approach to self-management, that the CNS is able to efficiently resolve care from patients or carers through telephone care. And this leads on to...